This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Jack, what were your thoughts when you heard about what happened to Don Granato?
Really disappointed. I love Donnie as a coach, and it just sucks to see. Feels like a big part of that's on us.
In what ways?
We just weren't good enough for him this year, you know. We could have been a lot better, and we didn't win enough games, and I think we take responsibility for that.
Jack, obviously you were out for majority of the season. What can you make from the time that you actually were on the team and the games that you got to play?
It was just, you know, it was great to be back in the lineup for myself and, you know, try to help the team win. And I think, you know, we're really close to being a really good team in this league, and we're going to do everything we can to be there next year.
You know, we just talked to Samuelson, and he talked about how hard of a time he had the last few months and said that you guys spent some time together. You guys are obviously very friendly. What did you learn about him and seeing him go through this newer type of adversity?
I mean, yeah, I know him so well, and I've played with him for a few years in Rochester before, so we're already so close. But, I mean, you know, just his mental strength, and obviously we both went through some adversity with the injuries, so you get to see, I guess, a little bit of a different side of each other.
Jack, when you came back off injury, you know, you kind of looked like you played like you didn't miss a beat there. I mean, just confidence-wise, what did that do for your confidence, just knowing you were able to get back and, you know, you were playing to, you know, the level that hopefully you expect to be at coming off such an injury?
Yeah, thank you. No, it meant a lot. You know, when you're injured, you just keep thinking about, you know, getting back and getting back to where you want to be with your game. So I was, I guess, happy with myself and the fact that I got to get there pretty quickly.
Are you going to be able to play with Canada, or do you think your body needs rest right now?
I'm not sure. I haven't been asked to play by Hockey Canada, so if the phone call comes, we'll have to talk with Kevin and everyone and decide.
Besides Worlds, what is important for you to accomplish this summer, given everything you worked through this year and how you prepare for the next camp?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you're always working on your game and trying to get better, but for me, you know, just really disappointed in the games I missed this year with injuries, so just doing everything I can for my body to be able to, you know, play in every game next year.
What do you think the firing of Donnie did in terms of shaking up the room, shaking up the young guys, just reminding them that it's a business?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I guess we'll kind of see as we go, but I think just the general feeling right now is disappointment. I don't think anyone, you know, wanted to see Donnie go. We loved him as a coach, so I guess it does put in perspective that, you know, if you don't accomplish what you want to, then, you know, things like that happen, which is too bad.
Jack, you've had different types of coaches, whether it's Ottawa, Rochester, or here. What can somebody who, I guess, is more demanding, more pushing guys, we heard a lot about that the last 48 years, what can that do for a group, especially when you get to the dog days of the season, right?
Yeah, I think you know, you're always trying to push each other and, you know, make each other better. And at the end of the day, you're trying to get more wins out there as a team. So whatever is going to, you know, help that the most, whether that's, you know, like you said, pushing guys more or whatever. But I think that's the end goal.
What do you think needs to change to get this team over the edge and into the playoffs?
Yeah, I'm not really sure. I mean, that's obviously the goal is to be in the playoffs and be a winning team. So we got some work to do, and we're going to do everything we can to be that team next year.
What do you think of the season JJ's been able to put together?
You know, really impressive. He's such a good player, and honestly not surprised at all. He put up the numbers he did. I've, you know, been able to play with him the last couple of years. So I know how special he is, and I think he kind of showed everyone this year.
Are you excited to see Germany through his eyes to start next year?
Yeah, very excited. Yeah, he can be our tour guide.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.